we are now part of Florida Power and Light. We are drawing on their solar progress to install 30 million solar panels across the state by 2030. The two solar sites that we have in Escambia County are part of the 30 by 30 plan.
Kimberly Blair at Gulf Power in Pensacola. The Escambia County Development Review Committee granted approval for the Cotton Creek Solar Farm in November of last year.
In the meantime, we were working on the development of Cotton Creek in Escambia County near McDavid, getting all the necessary permitting and everything. And that solar energy center, we're happy to announce, we will start construction very soon within the next couple of months.
Gulf Power's first solar project as a member of Florida Power and Light is the Blue Indigo Solar Energy Center in Jackson County, which went online last April. It has 300,000 solar panels, generating up to 74.5 megawatts of electricity.
Each of our solar energy centers are all 74.5 megawatts of energy, and each of one of those is capable of producing enough zero emissions energy to power about 15,000 homes.
Gulf Power is also seeking the necessary permits for the first city solar energy center, also near McDavid, about 10 miles north of Cotton Creek. The name First City, says Blair, carries with it a bit of local flavor.
We really work hard to find names that have something to do with the feature or the history of the community, the land features, the animals. And we decided, since that land has been part of Gulf Power's land for a long time, we wanted to pay homage to Pensacola as the first city.
And Blair adds, there's more to come.
Our goal is to have about 1,560 megawatts of new solar over the next decade just in Northwest Florida alone.
The local areas are also expected to benefit from the projects, with millions of dollars being pumped into their respective economies.
Each one of these solar energy centers, at the peak of construction, we create up to 250 jobs, all sorts of jobs, in terms of putting the solar panels together, site preparation, and working on installing the technology that goes into these solar energy centers.
But even when the solar farms begin generation, it will not be the death knell for Gulf Power's Crist plant on Pate Street in Pensacola. Blair says the plant has begun a new chapter of its life.
We actually retired coal at the end of last year. It is now a natural gas generating plant. So we've reduced the carbon emissions by 40%. At this point, I don't think we will see fossil fuels going away. Natural gas is a much cleaner fossil fuel. Right at this point, solar energy centers only generate power when the sun is shining.
And for those keeping an eye on their power bills each month, Gulf Power's Kimberly Blair says when the farms are in operation, they'll see those numbers come down eventually.
These are very low cost to operate. Once they're up and running, they are unmanned. They are monitored remotely. If one little panel stops working, we have a manager for each one of these solar sites that lives within the area. That means a lot lower operating costs.
And homes with rooftop solar systems will be able to qualify for interconnection with Gulf Power under Florida's net metering program. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.